Welcome to the Hermes Investment Podcast, bringing you up-to-date views from our team.
So Johan, ESG is a term that is used around the industry in a very general sense, but maybe you could tell us a little bit about what actually is ESG investing.
So in a very practical sense, Dan, it's the consideration of environmental, social, and governance factors in addition to the traditional financial factors that we would consider important for investing. All in all, we have what we would term a holistic return in our investments, and that comprises that financial aspect with the addition of a non-financial or ESG aspect.
I'd imagine that ESG can vary significantly depending on the regional sets that you're investing in. Is that the case?
Yeah, very much so. It varies by both geography and by sector, and then, of course, by company within both of those. So, for example, historically, North America, ESG considerations have played less of a role, but it's great that they are now beginning to catch up the rest of the world. Equally, Japan, ESG have not necessarily been at the forefront of investors' minds, but again, that situation is changing. Okay. The same applies to sectors too. So we know perfectly well that in the IT sector, we see less relevance placed on ESG factors than we do in, say, the utilities or the energy sector, for very good reasons.
And what evidence is there that ESG is important when it comes to financial returns?
So there's a vast and growing body of academic evidence, and our own research corroborates what that evidence tells us. Essentially, in equities investing, we reckon that there's around about 30 basis points per month to be gained from investing in companies with strong and improving governance, and a smaller but still important amount from those that that feature well on environmental and social considerations. Similarly, when we look at credit, Dan, what we see is that companies that score better and are improving on their ESG consideration have a lower cost of borrowing than other companies.
So, Johan, out of the E, the S and the G, which would you say is most important, if any?
I'd say they're all important, but our own academic research suggests that it's the G that is currently the most important, offering somewhere around 30 basis points additional return per month. The E and the S are of lesser importance, but the good news is that they are catching the G up in equity world. And when we look at credit markets, we actually see that they all are equally important in ensuring that a company has a lower cost of borrowing than its peers.
Many asset managers running ESG strategies would take a more punitive approach, whereby they either took a short position in a company that didn't meet their ESG criteria, or they would just not hold the business whatsoever. What is your view on that?
So here at Hermes, we would say that anybody that wishes to short or divest from a business is following a perfectly valid approach, but it's simply not what we would do. We think the right response is to engage with companies that perhaps don't meet our expectations of ESG criteria, and to try to persuade them to change their behavior, change their business strategy, so that it is more in line with the interests of our end beneficiaries. We will act as an active steward of capital, and that might mean or lead us to engaging with tobacco companies or indeed with oil companies in the energy sector, where we will try to positively influence their behavior, recognizing that we are all sharing in the environment and society, and that simply divesting from those companies is in some sense an abrogation of our responsibility as shareholders.
There doesn't seem to be a day that goes by without there being a news story about ESG in the press. Is this a fad? And if not, why do you think it's not?
It's definitely not a fad, Dan. It's gone way beyond that. An issue that commands attention from the UN, from the G20, from the Bank of England, is going to make investors sit up and take note. And of course, it affects us all. And I think, as you say, you can't escape every day in the media. There is some additional evidence that investing in a sustainable and responsible way is a key element of any sustainable investment strategy.
And Johan, do you think ESG investing is separate from financial performance, or can the two go hand in hand?
I think there are a variety of approaches one might take to ESG investing. And in our mindset, a base case has ESG fully integrated in an investment process. But that's not to say that there isn't a range of options that an investor might consider. From at the start, one might start with a negative screening approach and simply rule out a certain group of companies, or indeed positively screen, only choose the best in a certain characteristic, all the way through to impact investing, where one is investing with a very strong emphasis on purposeful investment, an investment that will make a direct benefit to whatever the ESG consideration is that in question.
And ESG investing always used to be something that lent itself better to certain sectors and certain times in the market. Do you think, given that evolution that you've just talked about, that is no longer the case?
Timing-wise, ESG investing has never been more important. We know that from the COP21 and various academic studies that we have a limited time frame in which to alter our behaviour. And part of our role in the capital markets is to make sure that we are investing on behalf of pensioners and end beneficiaries so that we can change the nature of the issues, the ESG issues that we face today.
And for the end investor, I mean, what kind of a difference can they make by investing into ESG strategies?
So for the end investor, this is incredibly important because this is about not only generating financial returns to aid in their retirement or with their savings, this is about ensuring an environment and a society in which they can spend those returns and enjoy the benefits of the money that they have generated.
Thank you for listening to the Hermes podcast. If you found it interesting and would like to listen to more podcasts by Hermes, please visit our website, hermes-investment.com, and search for podcasts. These podcasts are for information purposes only, and the views, information, or opinions expressed therein are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Hermes Investment Management and its employees. Performance should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. All the performance represented is historical. Past performance is not a reliable indicator of future results, and investors may not recover the full amount invested.